step inside. Something to show. Something.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Welcome to the show this week. We're listening to Heavens right now, the album patent pending. I played the title track, and currently we're listening to a track called Counting, I do believe. Heavens, of course, featuring Alkaline Trio's very own Matt Skiba. And Alkaline Trio are actually going to be re-releasing one of their earlier albums, Goddammit. Talk more about that later, and maybe play something off of Goddammit. Today, I'm going to introduce holiday music. Because I'm fairly sure that all of you are very well aware that holiday music does exist. Duh. Not next week, but the week afterwards, I may be gone. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm fairly sure that I'll be gone, which is December 27th. I won't be here to do my show December 27th or January 3rd. So if no one decides to fill in, or if Robin Inks does not want to do an extended show, I will have to pre-record a show. But just in case I don't get to pre-record a show, and just in case I don't get to pre-record and program a holiday show for you guys, I'm going to start playing holiday music this week and then play a bit next week, you know, so that you can get your fill of, you know, shitty punk rock holiday songs, just in case you don't have enough of that in your life already. So I'll start playing some of that this week. I still have some new albums to get to, some old stuff, and of course I'm always open to your requests and suggestions, comments, feedback, whatever. You can give me a call here in the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Maybe I'll have some tickets to give away today. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But how about we play some holiday Nerf herder? Couldn't hurt, and then we'll see where that leads us. Stay tuned, guys.
If you really want to take this back, I'm counting on you. And Rudolph's nose is red. Santa's got a mullet sitting on his head. Santa's got a mullet. Keep a looking out for him. Driving in his I-Rock with the killer rims. Santa. Mighty sharp. Santa's got a mullet. He's got presents for all of ya. I thought he was from the North Pole, but he must be from Canada. Oh yeah, Santa's coming. Don't you worry, he won't be long. Santa's got a mullet. Yeah, Santa's got. Wow.
collision, like a shot from a frozen Saturday at a time. Like a voice, like a crack, like a whispering scream that echoes on, like it's coming by feverish white jiggles of thought that are positive and not even mine. They're not even mine. They're not even mine. They're not even mine. They're not even mine. I knew a thing or two until the time. Strange idle forces wasted my tiny. Stop it! Stop it!
Ho, 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 Vancouver. It's time for the Mint Records, just in time for Christmas party. On December 14th and December 15th, the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas party will take place at the Railway Club with an unprecedented number of bands performing. Get there early because the first 75 paid entrants each night will receive a gift. Plus, there will be no advance tickets.
Friday to December the 14th features the Pack AD, Bella, Immaculate Machine, Young and Sexy, and the Buttless Champs. Whereas Saturday, December the 15th, you'll be seeing Van Cougar, The Choir Practice, The Awkward Stage, Carolyn Mark, and The Ramblin' Ambassadors. And both nights feature CITR's own DJ Bryston spinning tunes in the back lounge.
The Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas Party, Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street. First come, first serve.
Opening band Friday is Kellarissa, and on Saturday it's Hot Panda.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Right. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. The Mint, Christmas Party, Railway Club, tomorrow and Saturday. It's going to be a blast. Two parties, two nights in a row. You can party tonight at Shona Knife, Richards on Richards, then tomorrow, the Railway Club, and the day after. We've got a lot of great shows coming up that I'll tell you about in maybe 25 minutes or so. See how the timing goes. But how about I just tell you... How about I just tell you? Yeah, I guess that grammatically makes sense. What I just played. Living with Lions, a local band, off of their EP Dude Manor. That song was called Colors. When are they going to come out with a full-length album? Wait, I know this. Wait, they told me. I totally don't remember, though. Sometime soon. I think they're recording in February for full-length. I think that's what it was. Let's say February. Another band that's working on full length is The Jolts. The Jolts, who put out an EP quite a while ago, but we should be expecting a full length album from them soon as well. Before Living with Lions, I played another local band called The Darkest of the Hillside Thickets. Off of their album, The Shadow Out of Tim, that song's called Chapter 2, Blackout. That band, the band all about H.P. Lovecraft. And interestingly enough, I am actually, I'm going to go through with it. I've already got reference photos and stuff and a tattoo artist picked out. I'm going to get a tattoo of the demon god Cthulhu on my calf. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll be awesome. I'm sure I'll talk about it more in the future because I'm pretty stoked on it. Before Darkest of the Hillside Thickets, I played Nerve Herder. With a song called Santa's Got a Mullet, and I found that song off of an album called, a Christmas compilation album called A Santa Cause, and it's just basically a compilation of punk rock Christmas holiday songs. It came out a couple years ago, and the Nerve Herder song was a bonus track, a hidden track on that CD, just for you guys. Like I said, I'm going to play some Alkaline Trio. I'm going to play a song off of their old album, God Damn It, because they are re-releasing it. They are releasing like a remastered version or a deluxe version or something like that. And it's going to have a DVD with videos and behind-the-scenes stuff. It's going to be pretty sweet. So keep your eye out for that. I'll play some Alkaline Trio, and I'll probably play some Rebel Spell. I got a request for that. And I went to go see the Rebel Spell at the Cobalt last Friday? Saturday? I think it was the Saturday. Yeah. Last Saturday at the Cobalt, I saw the Rebel Spell with the Sound City Hooligans, the Vicious Cycles, and another band, and I don't remember their name. But it was a good show. It was packed. There are a lot of people at the Cobalt. More people that I've seen at the Cobalt in a very long time, which was good. It was a good time, so I'll play some Rebel Spell, and then we'll see how it goes. Maybe some more holiday music? Maybe not. You're just going to have to stay tuned to find out. But for now, let's start off with some old Alkaline Trio on CITR.
Oh, Now
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was... Wow. Brain fart. That was The Trigger Effect, sorry. Off of their album, Dare to Ride, the Heliocraft. That song was called L Vice. Before The Trigger Effect, we heard The Hives. Off of their latest album, The Black and White Album, that song was called... excuse me, Return the Favor. And I think I'm catching Duncan's cough, which is not very awesome. That album, I was looking for it to play last week, and I couldn't find it, and now it is back. So thank you to whoever returned it. Before The Hives, I played a local band called The Riff Randalls. That song is called Double Cross. The album was Double Cross. The song was All I Know. Prior to that, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs off of their EP, Isis, whatever you want to say it. That song was called Kiss, Kiss. Prior to that, The Rebel Spell off of their album Days of Rage. The song was called Hacksaw. Like I said, I saw them at the Cobalt. They're amazing. Next time they come around to play a show, you better be there. Before The Rebel Spell, I played Alkaline Trio. Off of their old album, Goddammit. That song is called Cringe, and I played that because they are re-releasing Goddammit. How about that? They will be releasing Goddammit with a DVD, and it'll be, like, remastered and super awesome and everything, so keep your eye out for that. And I played Living with Lions off of that, but I already told you about that. If you wanted to check out my playlist, I do post them online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. How about that? But for now, how about we get to some concert listings? How about not a lot? I thought I had a lot of concerts and shows to tell you about. Turns out I don't. But anyways, I'll tell you about it anyways. Tonight, you can check out Shona Knife. Shona Knife, who have been around forever. They've opened for, like, Nirvana, I believe. Am I thinking about the right bit? Yeah, totally. a couple years ago, their drummer died. Their original drummer died in a car accident or something. And so I would assume they have a new drummer now if they're playing shows. It's going to be a good show tonight at Richards on Richards. They are playing with the Juliet Dagger and Verona Grove. Is that what I wrote? I think so. And then after tonight, as in tomorrow night, you have a few options. You can check out the Mint Records Christmas party at the Railway Club. It'll be the first of two nights, so they'll be hosting that. And if you don't get into that show, you can always check out... not really the same thing. Perhaps you'd be interested in checking out Amon Amarth. Amon Amarth are playing with Decapitated and Himsa at the Croatian Cultural Center tomorrow night. And that one, the Amon Amarth show, is an all-ages show. So maybe if you're not 19 and can't get into the railway, maybe you'll go to the Croatian Cultural Center. What else is going on then? The day after that is the second show of the Mint Records Christmas party. And it didn't look like there were as many holiday shows as I assumed there were. There are a few. There are a couple scattered all over the place, but not too many. And so let's look forward to New Year's Eve. There'll be New Year's Eve parties, of course, like the Hits. The Hits are playing a New Year's Eve party at Pat's Pub, of course, Monday, December 31st. And I've seen the Hits play before, and I have to say, I will admit that their live show blew me away. I wasn't expecting it at all because I heard their album first, and it was good, but it totally didn't, you know, do justice to their live show. So, if you have nothing else to do, December 31st, New Year's Eve, the Hits are playing at Pat's Pub. And then in the new year, we have some big shows coming to Vancouver. January 18th, the Circle Jerks are returning to Vancouver. They're playing at Richards on Richards. What else is going on? Gallows is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with the Cancer Bats and This Is Hell at the Plaza Club January 27th. And even though that's at the Plaza, it is an all-ages show. What else is going on? Ill Scarlet's coming to Vancouver with Protest the Hero, Silverstein, and The Devil Wears Prada. It's happening at the Croatian Cultural Center, meaning it's another all-ages show. January 28th, Acid Mothers Temple is coming to Vancouver. They're playing at Pat's Pub. April 4th, and The Cure are returning to Vancouver. Because if you remember, they were supposed to be here a couple months ago, but it got postponed, and it got postponed to May 26th. They'll be playing at GM Place. I think that's it right now. Concert listings, shows. I'm sure you're all busy with the holidays. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're one of those grouchy people that don't even like, you know, the Christmas season. Fine. Be that way. I love the holiday season. I love Christmas specifically. That's the holiday that I celebrate. But I won't even be in Vancouver for Christmas, which kind of bums me out. Kind of not. Because I'll be in Hawaii instead. I don't know. I do like Hawaii, but I do like being in Vancouver for the holiday season, so we'll see how that pans out. What else is going on? I suppose I'll get to some more holiday music. Just one more song, because I don't want to oversaturate it, because I'll play a lot of holiday music next week, and then the week after that, I'll have someone fill in for me. So we'll save all of our little nuggets of holiday gold for next week. Let's get to some... a handsome little cover of We Three Kings by Amped on We All Fall Down.
Kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we travel so far.
Found one mountain, follow that shining star.
Oh. proceeding.
Got into that perfect light. Got into that perfect light. Got into that perfect light.
At 10'3", he was bigger than me!
Thanks. Thanks, Robin. I do realize that the song ended. No, that song was called Sasquatch and Me Ate Berries for Free. Do you have something to say about that, Colin?
It's a lovely, lovely song.
I suppose. Yes. I tried to figure it out, but then I shouldn't. Glue? Does he have what?
Does Nardwar huff glue? That's the question. That's not my question.
It's let's just put that one out there.
It was a caller question.
No, it wasn't. Shut up. No one would call you. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Robin and Colin are coming up next.
Hi.
With the Inkstud Show. Hi.
Hi.
The show all about comic books, and they're so excited to be doing this show today.
I'm looking forward to it.
I know you are. Colin's being a little poopy poo-poo head.
I thought I spelled
what? I'm sorry. I'm a bit tired. I haven't eaten today.
I'm leaving. I will not be called a poopy poo-poo.
Okay, your mic's off. We're done with this. Let me just sign off, and then you guys can have your time. And come up in like less than 5 minutes. Robin and Colin doing the Inkstud Show. Shut up! doing the Inkstud Show. And then at 3, we have Brandon and Pals coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. So stay tuned to CITR all day, every day, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
It's gotta be like Max Headroom where you can never turn it off.
Just you rip the dial off your radio.
No. And then you get the radio implanted in your brain so you can listen to CITR every minute of every day.
That's a special kind of hell, isn't it?
That's a completely different story. It's a good hell. Time. It's the best hell that you could ever wish for. I'm done here, guys. I played The Evaporators. That was their newest album, Gassy Jack and Other Tales. And you can always check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. I played The Cancer Bats before that because they're coming to Vancouver. They're opening up for Gallows. And obviously, I'm more of a fan of the Cancer Bats than I am of Gallows, so I'm playing more Cancer Bats than Gallows. So what are you going to do about it? I'll leave you off now with some Anti-Flag, and I'll be back next week. Happy holidays, Colin. Put a smile on.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, advertise the future. Advertise the future for me. There's no future for me.